Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
Not bad. How's things down in sunny old Florida?
It's great. I can't wait for summer to be over.
Yeah, you're bitching and everybody else wants it to be warm.
I'm not bitching. I have air conditioning. I'm fine. But yeah, it's pretty freaking hot all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, that'll go away.
Yeah, next January.
So what's going on? Anything new?
Yeah. No, nothing new.
No?
Nothing new. No, no.
I gotta ask, because you live in that godforsaken state, what is up with your fucking governor?
I don't know.
So...
Just don't get caught saying global warming around him.
That's exactly what I was wanting to talk to you about. So this douchebag,
yeah,
who looks like a crazy person, and I don't know how he looks fucking like got elected.
I don't either. It was like, well, you had two losers to pick from, so.
So he is going around telling people that they can't use the words climate change.
Correct.
Apparently that's taboo now, at least to him. Everybody else in the fucking world.
Well, because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, everybody else in the fucking world is saying, hey, this is a real problem that we need to address. And he's giving people mental evaluations if they use climate change in front of them.
Well, apparently he says that's not the case. He says that there's no truth to the matter, that you can't go to Tallahassee and say what's on your mind.
Yeah, now that he looks like a fucking moron.
He always looks like a moron. I don't understand it. I don't understand this. It's whatever.
He is one.
He did get
bastard.
Rid of some tests, though.
He did.
One kooky bastard. He did. He got rid of some final exams for kids.
Oh.
I guess that was a good thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, he's just an insane asshole. But the other one was just as crazy.
Who, Jeb?
No. Charlie. Charlie Crist.
Oh, was that after Jeb Bush?
Charlie did one term. And then he lost the next one, and then he decided to change parties, and then he became a lawyer, or maybe he was always a lawyer, but then he started working for a law firm, and they decided to run again under a third party. And, yeah, that's about all we got.
Well, I wonder how he feels, because FEMA has said now that they won't be giving any relief money to any state that doesn't accept climate change as scientific fact.
I don't know.
And being that Florida is the bullseye of most hurricanes, it'll be interesting to see how he reacts.
You know, you can't fix stupid.
No, but you can elect him to office.
Well, apparently... It's a free country. Well, if you have enough money, it's a free country. You can buy it. It's fabulous. It's fabulous.
Yeah, well, he's a piece of work to begin with, but Jesus.
Yes, he is.
I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. I mean, I got nothing. I can't defend him. I can't say that there's a solution.
Come on,
defend
your
you're
government.
Just screwed. That's no.
Did you vote for him?
I did not.
You didn't.
I did not.
You voted for the other guy?
I voted for the other guy because, you know, he had a term. This asshole had a term. Figure give the guy another term. And yeah, wasn't good.
So how much longer does this
wasn't
guy have
good.
To ruin your state, though?
Oh, like there's any chance of it not being ruined? Come on. It's a shithole. I mean, face it. It's a shithole. This is where, you know, this is where dreams come to die.
It's where people
it's
go
full
to hide.
Of old people. Well, yeah, that too. You know, I'm sure there's a bunch of Nazis living around here that we just haven't tracked down yet. Yeah, good times.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was a point there where I couldn't go on YouTube without seeing a fucking Rick Scott commercial before, like, whatever video I wanted to watch. And then that finally fucking went away. And then I read on Reddit that you can't say climate change around them. And it's like, really? Like, you know, you're like...
Yeah.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
We're back. So yeah, you've got quite the fucking like, even like I live in a state now where the governor ran off to a South American country with his mistress.
Yes.
But
yes. But he claimed he was on a hike, didn't he?
He was on something like that. And
I was hiking the Appalachian Trail and ended up in Colombia
with a hooker or whatever.
That's great.
His girlfriend, whatever.
With a hooker.
I have a friend at work that worked in the news when that happened, and they happened to run into his wife doing another story.
Yeah.
And they were like, so since you're here, you want to give us some background on what's going on with your husband? And apparently like she threw things at them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. And that, you know, why.
Go ahead.
This is why we need the purge.
Yeah, but they all got money. They'd be safe and secure.
Not if enough people are breaking down the walls. I'm sorry, but you get up there on Capitol Hill or whatever, and eventually something's going to get through.
Okay.
And who's to say that the people protecting them aren't willing to, oops, left the door unlocked. Doesn't matter if there's blue flowers outside the gate. Just saying.
Okay.
I mean, there's no other options in this country anymore.
No, not really.
No, you know.
You're either sucks. Born into money and you're okay, or you're just like the rest of us.
And you're screwed for life. Yep.
There's got to be a way to crawl out, though. No?
To where?
To better living?
Where?
I don't know. You can...
How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? Think about it.
You write a song that is a hit and sells a billion copies.
Okay, you get on that then.
And a dollar a piece, and then you make $1 billion.
You know, maybe it's just Kickstarter.
You know, I'm tending to believe...
Send me a dollar. That's all I want. Everybody send me a dollar.
I'm thinking that might be a viable option because I know people with Kickstarters that are making several thousand dollars for projects from people they don't know.
Mm.
And it's like, what the fuck? That's got to be the answer. You know, you got to give them something in return. Like...
A t-shirt, a producing credit, a free MP3 download. Come on. I mean, you don't have to give them much.
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
Hey, I'm willing to try it.
Are you? Okay. Okay, you do that.
Why not?
As soon as we have your mental evaluation, then we'll take care of that.
Oh, because I believe in climate change?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We should do a Kickstarter to make a documentary about how crazy Rick Scott is.
I don't know.
I think that if people in Florida gave a dollar and we could get, 50,000 people
donate
that dollar and they're all fucking producers, they would do it.
You think so?
Sure. I'm just saying. I think it's... Because apparently the trick to Kickstarter is just having a really nice video that explains what you want to do. Apparently you don't even have to write shit out. Like, all you got to do is get there and say, hey, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. This is the kind of work I've done in the past. And people mm-hmm. give you money.
Yeah.
I think it's a viable option.
You think it's viable? Okay.
Look, we do that and then we can do your Little People Network.
That's where the money is. That's definitely where the money is.
Well,
we'll call it WE TV, WEE. WE TV.
Well, you just have to call your little buddy there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He'll be down here soon.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting. You know what else is good TV?
What?
I was mesmerized by Mob Wives this weekend.
Oh, Jesus. Why?
Because I love Big Ange.
Didn't she have her own show? Yeah.
She did. It was called Big Ange. Big Ange went a bar. It was called the Monkey Bar. And she talks like this. She's got tits the size of Cleveland, but she's really not attractive. And I love Big Ange. She talks like this.
That's so sad.
But all of them, they're all these annoying bitches. And it's like, really? Why hasn't anybody like clubbed you like a baby seal?
Well, because they're all trying to glom onto the Real Housewives crap.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just... over shitty people being put on a pedestal and being, worshipped as some kind of role models. But it's like, for Christ's sake, you people are assholes.
Okay, but how many episodes did you watch?
I watched two.
So you're part of the problem.
I watched an episode and then I watched the reunion special.
So you're part of the problem.
But it's a train wreck. But I don't work. I don't want to be like them. The problem is people want to be like them. They want to be like a Kardashian. They want to be like Kendra.
But if they see that many people watching, then they're going to be like, oh, well, people must like this, so we're going to make another season.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just saying that you're part of the problem because ratings, dude. That's why they keep shit on.
But how do they know I'm watching? They don't know I'm watching. How do they know?
You don't think that there's new metrics that they don't tell us about like they can tell
like
what
they can tell how long my TV is on, what channel, and whether or not there's a body in front of it watching it.
Well, it doesn't matter.
The TV's on because the cats like the noise.
The body doesn't matter. The fact that it's on the channel on the DVR, they know what's being pumped out to what box for how long. They know who's watching. And they're like, that guy, he watches Big Ange. So we're going to give her another season to be annoying on.
Big Ange. This is Big Ange. I love her. yeah, well, I mean, there ain't much else on TV. There's some really interesting documentaries on the History Channel.
Yeah.
It wasn't History. Maybe it was like National Geographic History or something. It was way up there. It was like above number 80 on the TV. But there was this great one about how Superman brought down the KKK. And it was fascinating.
Okay.
It was really fascinating. Because, see, I didn't really know a lot about the KKK other than, you know, what you kind of sort of know about on TV, the burning crosses and the hoods and all that shit.
Yeah.
So in the 1920s, they were founded to discourage black people from voting.
Okay.
And then they kind of disappeared. And then they came back again in like the late 50s, 60s. And they were basically a anti anybody who wasn't a WASP. So Chinese, Irish, Catholic, whatever.
Okay.
And at one point they had a march on Washington where they apparently marched down the mall for an entire day. But what they would do is the group would get to the end of the mall, take off their robes, jump in their cars, drive back down to the other end of the mall, put their robes back on, and then march down, and then keep repeating it. So it was like cheating at a marathon.
Okay.
But anyway, there was a guy who infiltrated the Klan in the 60s, or whatever year it was, 40s, 50s, somewhere around there, 30s. Tens, who figured out that if he could like take away the prestige of being the Klan, because the Klan was all senators and mayors and businessmen and policemen and all these positions of power, and make it so that they were actually like the object of ridicule, and like little kids would play at being the Klan, but the Klan would be like, you know, the baby sister. Okay. Because she couldn't defend herself, so it's like baby sister's the Klan, and we're gonna go, you know, save her or something. So Superman, they did a serial of Superman where he went out to you know, take care of the Klan.
Nice.
It was kind of cool because after that, the Klan was like a laughingstock because you know how like little kids play cops and robbers and stuff.
Yeah.
They were playing like G-Men and the Klan. But the Klan was like the silly villain. So that was kind of awesome.
Okay. But
anyway,
I disagree with you that there's nothing good to watch, because this past week saw some of the finest superhero television I think I've seen in a very long time.
Are you talking about the fast guy?
Flash.
Yes.
The Flash has
an awesome episode.
The Flash has in its freshman year done what a lot of other shows can't do over four or five. And that's build to a very interesting story.
Yes.
And we're going to spoil it because there's no way to talk about this without spoiling it. But the last 5 minutes of this show was a phenomenal piece of television. Like blows anything like Gotham has done. Arrow is a close second to this now. And that's coming from somebody that was a diehard Arrow fan. Like I'm kind of wishing that they would reverse it so that the Arrow comes on Tuesdays and then the Flash comes on Wednesdays, so that like you can end the week on a high. Instead of having a crappy storyline to finish it off on.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it just... So, for anybody who doesn't watch and doesn't know who the Flash is, it's Barry Allen gets struck by lightning, can run fastest man alive. But it turns out that the dude that's been helping him this whole time is actually from the future, and he has a plot to kill Barry Allen. And they've been teasing this the entire time that like he's working for the bad guy, but he just doesn't know it. And it culminates in this episode where suspicions about this guy, Harrison Wells, is starting to creep up in the news and other people are starting to get suspicious. And it turns out that his two sidekicks, Harrison Wells has two people that work for him, Cisco and Caitlin, and Cisco becomes suspicious because Barry's like, hey, this guy over at the news station saying he's got shit on Wells, what do you know about it? And Cisco starts to think back about the time that they tried to capture the Reverse Flash, and sets off this chain of events that end up with this gigantic reveal of the villain, and who's confined in a wheelchair, but he ends up showing his hand to Sisko, and Sisko is standing there, and all of a sudden he's behind him, and he lays out this whole thing about how he's actually from the future and he's been marooned here, and how this kid Sisko has been so smart and he's been like a son to him. And he raises his hand and it starts to vibrate, and you're like, oh shit. And Sisko starts to cry and he's like, look, I can help you. And Wells is like, you're not that smart. And he like jams his hand into his chest and kills him. And then they cut to Barry, whose adopted father has been kidnapped by kind of the freak of the week guy. Mm-hmm. And there's a tsunami heading towards the city, and him and his stepsister love interest Iris learns that he's the Flash, and to stop the tsunami, he's got to run as fast as he can back and forth along the beach. And in doing that, he runs through the space-time continuum back to like 2 days before anything ever happened. And you get this gigantic payoff, and then you get, but don't worry, because he's run back in time, he's now changed the past. So all that stuff that you saw actually didn't happen. And it was one of those times, there's only been like three times in my life that I've watched a TV show where I was literally on the edge of my seat. And this was one of them. And it is so good. Like, anybody who's not watching The Flash has to catch up. If you like superhero shows and you like good television, you have to watch The Flash. Mm-hmm. Like even before Arrow. Like, you don't even have to worry about the Arrow at this point. Like, you can stop after season two. Just know they saved the city.
But now the Arrow's going to become Ra's al Ghul. That's going to be awesome.
You know, I feel like they blew their load with the Deathstroke storyline.
Yeah, because then there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, like you take out the big bad guy and you lock him away, and then there's really not... like, he's becoming Batman at this point. Like, and any character traits that he has are now directly related to Batman without ever going into it. He's even got a sidekick dressed in red. Like...
Right.
Like, it's just fucking crazy. But yeah, I think Arrow, for what, like, pound for pound, is probably one of the best shows on TV right now.
Yeah.
Hang on. Okay. So, of course, like, now they're spinning off other characters into a third show,
mm-hmm.
that hopefully will be just as good as The Flash.
Hoping.
I mean, I would like to think that. So they struggled for a couple of years on Arrow to really find the footing of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they immediately spun off Flash, and it looks like they learned from the mistakes that they did with Arrow. So I'm hoping that they take everything that they've learned from those two shows and they're able to do a team up show.
Do it right.
That does it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got high hopes for that. And I've also got high hopes for the Titan show.
Yeah.
Which coming to TNT. Yeah. Because I've always wanted to see Nightwing in, like...
Right.
Like, in the flesh, so... You know, when it's the Teen Titans and it's the cartoon and they're, like, big white eyes and, like, big heads on little bodies, I'm not too into it. But I think...
Right.
I think Titans has a golden opportunity to be another really good show.
It's got potential. I mean, the TV is getting littered with superheroes now.
Yes.
I mean, for a while it was like vampires and witches, and now it's like superheroes.
Well, they're just glomming onto the trends of the cinema.
Sure.
I mean, when you have things like Twilight and all that crap, then that spawns all those TV shows of witches.
Right.
And werewolves. And now superheroes are the biggest thing at the box office, so naturally... But, right. You know, I like this because you can tell stories tell longer stories than you could in a 2-hour movie and really flesh out those characters instead of, you know, Robert Downey Jr. every couple of years stepping back into Tony Stark. Like, you can really get a feel for who these characters are.
Yeah, except then you run into that habit of having to do filler episodes. You know, the Freak of the Week episodes just to keep it going.
Well, and I agree, like, one of the things that amazes me is that both The Flash and Arrow were 23 episodes long. Mm-hmm. Which is 10 episodes longer than any other, like, cable season. Because as soon as you get on the cable, it's always 13 weeks, and then you're out.
Right.
So it's amazing to me that they don't take longer breaks and, like, split it up and do 10 over the winter and 10 over the summer. And
I don't know. I would rather them go all the way through without these stupid gaps of, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks between episodes, and then you have to get back into it. I would just assume you do it all at once, and then you have time to do something else. Like, I think S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of did it with the Peggy Carter series.
Yeah.
Where it was filler, but it had a definite end to it. It was like, okay, so now we're going to show you this for a few weeks, and now we're back.
Right. But I just feel like it. If they're going to do that, then the Peggy Carter thing should tie right into the storyline in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because they kind of know that far out.
Sure. And I think the Peggy Carter story could have been a flashback of something that was more pertinent.
Well, and they...
Rather than let's try to tell a new story that's already kind of been told.
And they did that because there was a flashback in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where Peggy Carter finds one of the pieces of the Inhuman device.
Correct. Right.
And they could have just drawn that out and had 7 weeks of something that tied into the main storyline. Instead of this, hey, Peggy Carter's on the run from the SRA. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just because I didn't like that show at all. Like... there was never an episode where I was like, oh, this is really good.
See, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that it was a totally different pace than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I liked the way it was shot. I liked the way it sounded. I liked the characters. But it didn't really serve a purpose other than filler.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe this is the change, though. Maybe they'll see this and they'll be like, okay, how can we do this better next year?
Good point.
You know, make it that it's her in the Howling Commandos. Because that was, like, the one episode where I kind of got into it.
Right, right. Because we saw Dum Dugan and everybody again.
Yeah, and it's multiple people from that story back. And it's kind of like Captain America. Unlike... the rest of it where, hey, why don't you go get us some coffee? It's like, really? Come on.
Mm.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about this before. I would have much rather have seen the building of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the middle of the collapse of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sure.
You know, that kind of shit. Don't do this. Bugs me.
Bugs you?
Yes.
That's too bad.
I can't help it.
Poor thing.
Switching gears a little bit. I took my daughter to the movies this weekend.
Uh-huh.
She's been wanting to see SpongeBob.
Yes.
Sponge out of water.
Uh-huh.
So I took her yesterday. No, uh-huh. Saturday. It was Saturday.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the movie-going experience anymore. As somebody,
which is why I refuse to go to the movies anymore.
As somebody who worked in a movie theater for 6 years. So we get there, and it's the first show of the day, so it's like 11 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And the kid wants popcorn, and concession prices are ridiculous to begin with, but I was mm-hmm. like, whatever, we don't go to the movies that often. I'll get her popcorn. And I look up, and there's a soft pretzel, and I'm a sucker for a soft pretzel. So I'm like, I'll have the $4 soft pretzel, please. To which, like, back in my day when we had pretzels in the movie theater, we had one of those, like, rotating display stands. You know, like the old school thing?
Yeah.
They took a frozen pretzel out of the freezer and put it in the microwave.
Awesome.
And then she asked, would you like salt on it? And I was like, of course I want salt on it, because I'm not, you know, 50.
I'm not even.
Like, yeah, I'm not like 65. Like, I'm not watching my salt intake.
Right.
And so she proceeds to take out a container of salt, take my pretzel and dip it into the salt.
Okay.
And then put it on a plate. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Did the salt stick to the pretzel?
A little bit.
See, she should have licked it first.
I'm pretty sure there is enough moisture from the defrosted pretzel. But it's just so fucking disgusting. And it's like, had I known that's what it was going to be, I wouldn't have paid $4 for it. But,
yeah,
like, it just, the food is so fucking disgusting. Like, it was all soggy. It, like the soft pretzel is supposed to, like, be a little bit, like, crunchy. It's supposed to be,
right,
like, you know.
Right.
You know, when I was down in Orlando, I actually walked over to a different hotel because I knew there were soft pretzels there. And I was like, okay. I told you, I'm a sucker for one.
Apparently.
I love me a good soft pretzel. Saturday's pretzel was not good.
Was not. Did you, like, hand it back to her and say no thanks?
No, because I can't do that.
So you just take whatever is handed to you, and that's it.
Yes.
Okay.
Ask that question again.
How was the movie?
How do I describe it? Awful.
Really?
It's should've
waited for DVD?
Yes. So everything that you see in the trailer that has 3D animated SpongeBob in it takes place over the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Oh, really? Okay.
The other hour and 20 minutes is one long episode.
Okay.
The out of water part doesn't take place until you get to the end. And it's about them losing the recipe for Krabby Patties.
Mmm.
And hijinks ensue. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, it almost felt like they had recorded this for the cartoon and got to a point and said, you know what would be really cool? If we got some B-level star to come in and be the pirate. And
yeah,
we will do 3D animation over the last, like, 10 minutes of this thing.
Huh. Yeah.
And we'll release it into a movie theater and see what happens. Because it was fucking horrid. It was really bad. And I know I'm not the target audience of SpongeBob, but...
Yeah?
Like, there was no redeeming qualities to this thing whatsoever.
Oh, really?
And you have Antonio Banderas dressed as a pirate.
Oh, that's who the star was.
Yes. Who's supposed to be like...
Well, now I don't have to see it.
But, you know, the fucked up thing is, like, when the trailers first came out, like, Slash was in the trailer playing guitar, and they had other, like, celebrities. And none of that's in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know if it just became a thing of, you know, who would be cool to get in the trailer.
Right.
Or they saw the final movie and said, you got to take me out of that. But it was...
That's possible.
It was terrible. Apparently it was shot in Savannah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And like all the stuff that happens is like downtown Savannah, and it's like, you know, it just doesn't lend itself to like shooting a movie. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm. So only the last like 10 minutes of it is SpongeBob in like the 3D world.
Yes.
The rest of it is just a 2D cartoon.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's sad.
Yes, and it's a story of friendship and teamwork and, you know, Squidward saying he doesn't want to be there and like how everybody annoys him. And it's like, I had a hard time. But I did for the kid.
See, what an awesome dad you are.
Well, and that's the only reason I do anything anymore.
It's for the kid?
It's for the kid.
Well, you have your priorities straight, so that's good.
Well, you know, it's one of those things like, you know, I make sure that when her movies come to Redbox or the ones that she wants to see, I make sure that I get them for mm-hmm. her and copy them and so that she can watch them whenever she wants.
What do you do with them?
I allegedly copy them.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making a backup copy in case something happens to the one and I have to replace it.
That's right. That's right.
I'm doing my due diligence.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, I didn't tell you what happened to me today.
Oh, God. Did you go off on somebody?
No.
No?
No.
Did you want to go off on somebody?
No. Let me tell you the story. So, normally, on a nice sunny day, I walk to lunch because it gets me out of the office for about an hour, and things are pretty close to where I work and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But today it was raining, so I got in my car and I went over to the Publix. And coming back, and all of a sudden, there's red lights behind me. And I'm like, okay. What the fuck? So he pulls me over, cop pulls me over, and he comes out and, again, does a thing where he touches the back of my car in case I kill him. And okay. I go up, he comes up, and he goes, you didn't even come to a stop at that stop sign back there. And I said, which stop sign? He goes, the one that you blew through. And I realized from his tone, like, if I say anything, I'm just going to implicate myself.
Right.
So I just sat there quietly because, you know, Fifth Amendment, like, keep your mouth shut and they can't tie anything to you. And I'm sure right. I slowed down, but I know I didn't stop because nobody ever fucking stops at that stop sign.
Yeah.
But I didn't just blow through it because I wouldn't have done that. So he takes mm-hmm. my license and my registration and he turns to walk away and then he comes back and he goes, you know you didn't stop, right? And I didn't say anything. So he he looks at me and he turns around and he walks away. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, okay, I haven't had a ticket in a long time, so whatever. Let's just get this over with. And it was another thing where he sat in his car for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, come on.
Just to be a douche. Yep.
So he comes back out and he walks up to the car and he goes, so this ticket's $185 and 4 points on your license.
What?
And I said, and I just looked at him and I said, okay. And I don't know what he was expecting me to say. I don't know if he was expecting me to plead my case, but I just said, okay. And he's staring at me and I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? Like, do I just ask for my stuff? Like,
right.
So I'm like, just keep your mouth shut. Just roll with it. So after about 2 minutes of silence, he hands me my stuff back and he goes, you're lucky that you don't have any other things on your license. No speeding tickets, no traffic stops,
right.
Nothing. And he goes, so I'm giving you a warning. And I was like, hang on. God damn it. So he's staring at me, like, after he gives me the thing and he tells me that it's just a warning, and he goes, you know, $185 is a lot of money. And I said, yes, and I appreciate what you did. And he goes, so you understand that you don't owe any money on this, right?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I do, and thank you again. And he goes, so you can do whatever you want with this written warning. You can throw it out. You can frame it. I don't care. But I suggest, and I turned to him and I said, I'll be holding on to it as a reminder. And he's staring at me like, I don't know if he wants a tip at this point. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And he goes and he goes to walk away. And then he comes back again and he goes, but you know, you ran that stop sign.
What the fuck?
I don't know. And I didn't say a word. I just said, thank you. And he turned, like, he huffed and he turned around and he walked away. And I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Wow. And you wonder why people don't have respect for the police anymore.
Well, and so I went back to work and I told people the story. And they think what was going on was if I had admitted to running the stop sign.
Yeah.
He would have given me the $185 ticket. But
since you didn't say anything.
Since I didn't say anything, he couldn't, like, I don't know if he couldn't give me the ticket. I'm sure he could have. But without me admitting my guilt, I guess there's some little wiggle room there.
Okay.
So the point of the story is if a cop pulls you over, keep your mouth shut. And don't say, if he says, you know why I pulled you over, you say no. And then you don't admit to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to say that somebody else in the office had gotten pulled over by the same guy and he ended up giving him $50 and...
No. No, and, you know, it's interesting because other people in the office have gotten pulled over for rolling through stop signs. Or
sure.
Just disregarding a posted sign or whatever the fuck it was. And there has been profiling because, like, the last girl that it happened to had a black guy in the car with her.
Mm.
And it wasn't until after they saw him that they pulled the car over.
Really?
And this today happened to be a black cop pulling a white guy over.
Did you, like, you know, put your hands up and go, don't tase me, bro?
Nope. So it's a little fucked up. And it's like, you know, I didn't come close to hitting anybody. I wasn't.
Right.
You know, and apparently from like the little I got out of him was when he first came up and was talking to me, he had been coming, like if I turned right through the stop sign, he was coming towards me after I turned.
Okay.
And like, I guess at because he said, like in the beginning, he said that he had pointed at me to pull over.
Okay.
Which I didn't see, so I just kept going. And then when he finally got behind me and turned the lights on, you know, then he pulled me over and then he did that whole thing. And it was like, well, if you're coming towards me, you have no clue whether I stopped farther back or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all you have to do, the letter of the law is you have to stop before the stop sign.
Right.
And if there's nobody coming, you can go. But as long as you stop
after
before
you stop.
That. Yeah. So who's to say that I didn't, you know, hit the stop sign before that and just accelerate around the turn really fast?
Mm.
And, you know, I could have argued that.
Right.
I didn't remember stopping or whether I had or not. So I was like, you know, I'm not going to push my luck. I'm not going to argue with this dude because I don't know what his fucking agenda is.
Right.
And apparently I did the right move because I got out of a $185 speeding ticket. Well, not speeding ticket, but a
traffic violation.
Failure to come to a stop at a stop sign.
Mm. See, that's why you need a GoPro on your dashboard so you can record these motherfuckers.
Yeah, but then they just like yank the GoPro out of the car.
That's illegal.
I know it is, but you've seen videos like that.
I have.
Haven't you? Haven't you ever
no.
seen like the ones where like they know they're being
watched,
filmed, and like they get all snippety with the dude. Like, I wasn't out to piss the dude off.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to admit to anything either.
Hmm.
I was
smart move. Yeah. Very smart move.
Listen, bro. Do you know who I am? No, who are you? I'm a nobody. You can't do this to me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Officer. Oh, well. Good for you. You did the right thing. You got out of it. You stuck it to the man. You probably prevented him from getting his fried chicken.
Stop.
He was so pissed off at you.
Stop.
I don't know. I'd be tempted to file a complaint.
No, I'm not pressing my luck. Okay. So, that's my lesson for today.
Wow. Well, good for you.
Just keep your mouth shut when the cop pulls you over.
That's right. Or else he'll go total. Never mind. Not going to go that far.
Stop.
What? I didn't say anything I wanted to.
I know.
However.
Yeah?
Don't tase me, bro. White lives matter.
No. No,
it's they
just,
don't?
It's just stupid because I work on Daniel Island, which is an uppity, rich neighborhood. And I'm sure that the Daniel Island City Council has been like, you guys pull everybody over, because they're always sitting there looking for people coming off the interstate and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I'm sure like they've been told by the city council that like get as many people to like pull over as many people as you can and get as much money from them. Even though this is like one of the richest fucking neighborhoods in the area.
Yeah. See, I mean, what, how is this the world that we live in? Yeah. It's horrendous.
Well,
it sucks. What about my rights, huh?
It sucks that it does have to be that way. I mean, if it was truly a democracy, I could have pleaded my case and said, no, dude, you didn't see, like, there's no way you saw what you think you saw, blah, blah, blah. But it's not like that. It's my word against his. And if I start opening my mouth and saying shit, then he's just going to get pissed off and he's got all the power anyway.
Right.
So you're just better off to sit there and be like, I'm not saying a fucking word. Just do whatever you're going to do.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. But this time it worked out. I can't say next time it will. You know, this is like 2 and 2 months of getting pulled over. One for something stupid, which was the taillight thing.
Right, right.
Or the license plate lights being burned out. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to know that?
Right.
And then this one, and it was like, okay, I probably deserved it, and I'm grateful that the guy, like...
Let you go.
Let me go and shit, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just fucking... It's unneeded. Like, there's real fucking criminals out there. And I know it's cliche to say. Like, why don't the cops deal with the fucking real criminals? But
sure.
When you're fucking sitting there and like half the company's driving by on their way to lunch and they're all laughing at you.
Were they? They're pointing at you? Somewhere. Teasing you?
Yep.
Oh, poor thing.
I know.
Well, you survived.
I did. Now I can spend that $185 on my my MegaCon outfit.
There you go. There you go.
It's getting closer.
You're going to be the best Twilight Sparkle they've ever seen.
You know it. John and I going as ponies.
I'm going to be derpy hooves.
We should take a road trip and go to BronyCon.
No. I'm sorry. No. That's just too creepy for me. I'm sorry.
Come on.
No.
Just to make fun of people.
Still.
I think you'd have fun. You're looking it up, aren't you?
Well, I am, to see how far away it is. It's August 7th through the 9th.
Okay.
And it's in Baltimore, so you're pretty close to it.
So, okay, so you come on up here for a little while, like for a day, and then we'll drive up to there because it's only 8 hours from here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go see the bronies.
You know what? We should volunteer to work it. We should be brony staff.
Can we do that?
Sure, why not? There's a little thing that says, hey, click here to volunteer.
Okay. What do they provide? They provide at least a hotel?
Yeah, right.
Let's see. We can either be a staffer or a gopher. A staffer is a volunteer for BronyCon whose obligations to the convention are not kept to the weekend of the convention itself. Yeah, we can't do that. A gopher is a volunteer that handles menial tasks like running things across the convention center, filling in where help is needed, stuffing con bags, etc.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
No.
Let's see what the staff openings are, because you never know.
Okay.
Perks. You receive a complimentary badge for BronyCon. Ooh. You get a staff t-shirt. Basic meals are provided. And the
basic
option...
meals mean?
And the option to
get
buy...
a granola bar?
Yeah, I don't know. An option to buy in the staff housing at a deeply discounted rate for guaranteed space Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights.
Wow.
With three other staffers per hotel room. How does that work? But there's only one bed.
Yeah. Oh, it's BronyCon.
The time commitment is expected to be year-round, and you may be working lengthy shifts during the convention.
For free? Screw that shit.
You get to... Oh, John, you could be a mascot actor. This team of three will be tasked with being the master of ceremonies for many of the main events. This is right up your alley.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that'd be perfect.
Partaking in small skits and shenanigans.
I could do shenanigans.
As facilitating and creating other fun events and activities. I think they misspelled that. We're looking for actors and cosplayers willing to be our cute and lovable mascots. Main event, blank canvas, and hoofbeats. That's right up your alley.
I don't know. That sounds creepy.
Security? You want to be security?
I could be security. I want to be security for Bronypalooza.
Oh, here we go. We could be VIP staffers. We're responsible for anything and everything relating to the VIPs. We work directly with VIPs and attendees to ensure the best convention experience for our VIPs. Applicants must be excellent customer service and communication skills. That's us all over. Be comfortable with standing for long periods of time and walking quickly through large crowds. We do that all the time. And be able to arrive on site Thursday and work through Sunday evening. No prior convention or BronyCon experience is required. This sounds like the best plan. Then we can hang out with Tara Strong.
She's not there.
Oh, she's not?
Is she?
I don't know. No. Let's find out.
Charlotte Fullerton, Nicole Oliver, Andrea Lipman, Kazumi Evans, Michael Dobson, Amy Keating Rogers, GM Barrow, Daniel Ingram, Tony Fleeks, Agnes Garbowska, and Heather Neufer.
Okay, I don't know any of these people. But
yeah, so screw it. I'm not going.
I think we should still go, though. Come on. You don't want to meet your favorite character?
Yeah, seeing as I don't have... Yeah, no.
Okay, I've watched this show with my kid, and I don't recognize any of these horses that pop up when you like roll over the people.
Mm. Yeah, I think, I don't know.
No, so no BronyCon.
I'm gonna pass. Oh. You can go. Go ahead. That's great. Yeah.
My niece has gone to this.
I bet she has.
She has. So, you know.
With your brother-in-law? Or?
Yes. Actually, my really? Brother-in-law did go.
Really?
Yep.
In costume?
I think she went in costume. He didn't. But he should have.
Yeah. You know what? I'm $70.
Is it? That's really how much it is?
That's the three-day voucher. Yeah.
Well, so is friggin' MegaCon.
Yeah, but MegaCon we're going to have fun at. This one is kind of hit or miss. You know, we may as well go to a Homestuck Trolls convention.
Do they have those?
I don't know.
Homestuck Trolls convention. Let's see. What pumpkin? What is that?
Beg your pardon?
Oh, that's just Instagram? No, it's a Tumblr. Oh, that's for all the other crap.
Hmm.
I guess there's no Homestuck, like just a convention for them. There's tons of pictures of them, though.
Nice.
I don't get that.
No?
But who am I?
Oh, you know, there's a MegaCon pool party on Saturday. That could be fun.
Yeah. Do you want to?
No.
Yeah? It sounded like you wanted to go, so.
Well, I don't. I did just to observe.
Does it say who else is going to be there? I mean, do you get to skinny dip with Alan Tudyk or?
Ew. No. Just Lou Ferrigno.
Do you get a reach around by Michael Rooker?
Ooh. That could be fun.
Did he back out? Oh, no, there he is. Okay.
No, he's still there.
Okay. This is shaping up to be the Doctor Who / Sons of Anarchy year. It was shaping up to be Arrow, and then they all backed out.
And they all backed out because of filming, yeah.
Yeah, quote-unquote filming. They're like, you want us to go where? No.
Orlando.
And I'm really surprised that there's only, like, 4 or 5 voiceover people.
Well, Vic Minona backed out. Which is a tragedy.
Where's the creepy guy with the pencil mustache this year?
John Waters?
No. You know the guy that's been there for the last couple of years that we've gone? Claims that he was in a Star Trek episode in the 60s.
The guy with the pencil thin mustache?
Do you remember it was the first year that you and I covered it for Dance Monkey Dance where we were standing by Gene Roddenberry's son and this dude came over and like introduced himself to Gene Roddenberry's son, said I worked with your dad, and he's been there every year since.
Really?
I can't remember what the fuck his name is.
Oh well.
Fuck. I thought you would remember him.
Nope.
Yeah, it's kind of a shitty year.
Well, if you're a Doctor Who fan, it's pretty good.
Well, yeah, if you want to spend like a grand.
Spend $75 for an hour.
I wonder, let's see, where's the... they fucking move it every time I come here. Where is it? Okay.
Where's my cheese?
The autograph thing. So like... Arthur Darvill's still to be announced, which is fucking stupid.
Right.
Jenna Coleman's $55. Karen Gillian is $55. Where's all the other fucking... Okay, they don't have everybody on here.
No, they don't. You've got to click on the ad for the photo thing.
Alex Kingston's $55. So like basically all the Doctor Who people are $55.
Mm-hmm.
So you're spending like $400 just on autographs, and then if you want to get your picture taken with them.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I mean, honestly, the weird thing is that the people that you have to pay to take a picture with your own camera.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a little funky, too, but Jesus.
That's kind of shitty. But you don't know if that's the con or that's the celebrity.
I'm pretty sure it's the con because they have to report back so much money or whatever. But I mean, at least like Jess Harnell and Rob Paulsen, it's like $10 if mm-hmm. you want a photo. Like, that's fine because, you know, they're probably worth $10. But fucking like $50 to have your picture taken with Lou Ferrigno? Really?
Yeah. Unless he like puts you on his shoulders.
Well, see, okay. The only
that
person
might be worth $50.
The only person that I could see worth paying that kind of money that I know would like pick you up or do something silly with you would be John Barrowman,
right.
Like he would be fun and he'd probably be worth the money. But
yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, well, not this year. It's not meant to be.
Nope. All right. Well, you got anything else for this week?
I don't.
Okay.
This should be it. We'll wrap it up.
Okay. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter. You can go to our Facebook page, download Stitcher, and listen to us wherever you go. Download the podcast app, subscribe. Do all that fun stuff. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
And this is Big Ange.